This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Three suspected Houthi attacks on a ship off Yemen continue concerns of a wider regional war. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
British military authorities say there were three attempted strikes on a private security vessel, which saw a missile and a grenade explode nearby. No injuries or physical damage were reported. Authorities assess the vessel to be aligned with that of the Houthis. Although the rebels haven't claimed the assaults, they sometimes take hours or days to acknowledge responsibility. After a recent two-week pause, their attacks have resumed following the assassination of a Hamas leader. In a speech overnight, Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi said their operations are ongoing. The Iran-backed group has targeted more than 70 vessels since the start of the war in Gaza in October. Naeon Kim, London.
Dozens of countries, academics, and rights groups have filed legal arguments, either rejecting or supporting the International Criminal Court's power to issue arrest warrants in its investigation into the war in Gaza and the October 7th attacks by Hamas in Israel. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The submissions filed this week came as a panel of judges considers a request by the court's chief prosecutor for warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and the recently promoted leaders of Hamas. Israel strongly rejects the court's request for warrant for its leaders and insists it adheres to international law and the devastating conflict in Gaza that was triggered by the Hamas-led attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have agreed to take part next month in a debate. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have agreed to a September 10th presidential debate on ABC, setting up a face-off between the Republican and Democratic nominees. The ABC debate will take place on a day her campaign has long stuck to, as the Republican nominee waffled on his commitment.
I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
At a news conference at his Florida residence, the former president proposed additional debates on other networks. Speaking to reporters in Detroit, Harris says she's willing to have a conversation after September 10th about an additional debate. I'm Norman Hall.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday said that police officers must remain on high alert for further unrest as the United Kingdom braces for possible riots across the weekend.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe.
Riots began last week after a wave of false online posts wrongly identified the suspected killer of three young girls in a knife attack on July 29th in Southport, northwest England, as an Islamist migrant.
Today we're due sentencing for online behavior. That's a reminder to everyone that whether you're directly involved or whether you're remotely involved, you're culpable and you will be put before the courts if you've broken the law.
The disorder carried out by what Starmer has described as far-right thugs has mostly targeted Muslims, black people, and migrants. Russia's Ministry for Emergencies has declared the situation in the Kursk region a federal-level emergency. The announcement came 4 days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops poured over the border in what appeared to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Meanwhile, authorities in eastern Ukraine said a Russian plane-launched missile hit a shopping mall late morning Friday, killing at least 9 people and injuring 26. At least 345 executions have been reported in Iran this year, says the spokesperson for the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Liz Throssell, during a press briefing in Geneva on Thursday.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk is extremely concerned about reports that in the space of 2 days this week, Iranian authorities reportedly executed at least 29 people across the country.
Though the death toll could not be independently verified by the United Nations, Throssell said the reported executions took the overall count to at least 345 people this year, including 15 women. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.